Welcome back to Scary Stories. This story's title is My Missing Husband Came Home, but I just knew it wasn't him. So let's just jump right into the story. My husband went missing 6 months ago, just went out to work one day and never came home. It was a horrible shock to the whole neighborhood, because things like that just didn't happen in our little slice of white picket fence suburbia. The police launched an investigation and the neighborhood watch sent out search parties, but no one ever found any evidence to indicate what had happened to him. Our families were devastated. Recently, the missing posters have been taken down or papered over. The updates from the police became less frequent and dwindled away. I accepted that, hard as it was to admit. My Rick wasn't coming back. Until he did. A week ago, I was in the back garden watering my petunias when I heard the garden gate creak open. I jerked my head in that direction and there he was. Exactly the same as he was the day he disappeared. Same windswept blonde hair and bright blue eyes. Same curl to his pink lips. I was in shock. Our families had mourned for him. And yet, there he was. Standing in a garden. Like he had just popped out for milk or something. When I asked where he had been, he said he didn't know. He couldn't remember anything about the last 6 months. All our family and friends are beside themselves with joy. They almost can't believe it. But that's just the thing. I don't believe it. Look, I understand how crazy this all sounds. I do. Our families would never believe me. And I can't go to the police unless I want to end up in a straitjacket. But I just know that the man sleeping next to me isn't my husband. I don't know what to do. I know I should be happy, but I'm not. I'm terrified. I don't know much about anything supernatural or paranormal. I don't even like watching horror movies. But something about this whole situation makes my skin crawl. Just let me explain why I'm so sure. Once I've done that, hopefully one of you will believe me. And you will be able to tell me what to do. The morning after Rick came home, I made him a cup of tea. When I handed it to him, he gave me the brightest smile. Then he took a sugar cube from the dish on the table and dropped it into the cup. Our house was still in chaos with his return, and I was still in shock, so I didn't think too much of it at the time. But it's been replaying in my mind ever since. I know it doesn't sound very significant, but my husband never put sugar in his tea, like ever. He was always adamant that it ruined the taste, and he'd get so frustrated if I ever put sugar in his cup by accident. And yet, this man had sugar. Then it was the golf. A few days ago, when he was out visiting his mom, I recorded a golf tournament that was showing on the TV. It was one of Rick's favorite golfers that was competing, and he never missed it. Once, he even skipped out on an anniversary dinner just to watch the championship. Only when he came home from his parents and I told him what I'd done, he just seemed unbothered. Like, he said thanks and everything, then he asked if he wanted to get dinner. He didn't even watch it, and that's just so out of character for him. Then one night, I woke up around 2 a.m. to see Rick's face inches away from mine, just looking at me with these blank eyes. I kinda gave this nervous laugh and asked, "Baby, what are you doing?" And he didn't answer. For like a solid 30 seconds, he just stared, almost like he was looking right through me. And he suddenly smiled and said,
"Sorry, honey. Sometimes I just can't believe this is real."
Then he just rolled over and went to sleep. I didn't get much sleep after that myself. Yesterday, about a week after he came home, the neighborhood threw a street party to celebrate his return. Everyone from our street and the streets on either side turned up to see him and tell him how happy they are that he's alright. When he wasn't standing with his arm around my waist, he was smiling around, chatting amicably to each and every one of our neighbors, even the little kids. Jackson, our next door neighbor, Sally's toddler, wanted to play peekaboo, and Rick happily played along with a smile on his face. Now, my husband never did that. Rick always said he didn't like kids. That's why we never had any. And so he never wanted to play with any of the neighborhood children, especially not Jackson. Rick all but avoided him. Before it disappeared, I thought that I would never see them together. The final nail in the coffin, proverbially speaking, was Sally. Just this morning, she came knocking on the door. Her excuse was the tray of brownies she carried. But I think she just wanted to push her way into our morning so that she could see for herself what the situation was. After she left, I called her a nosy little bitch. Rick laughed, kissed my head, and agreed with me. That was when I knew for sure that it really couldn't be him. Rick always used to get so mad when I insulted Sally, like I didn't have any right to hate her, even though she'd been fucking my husband for years. But today, there was none of that. He didn't even try to defend her. I know what you must be thinking. If he was in an accident or something, he might have had some kind of traumatic brain injury that caused him to forget some things about his life. Maybe even change his personality. And that's a valid, reasonable explanation. I have no doubt it's what the police would tell me if I reported all this. But do you know why I'm dead certain that this man isn't my husband? He doesn't have a scar. If he was really Rick, he'd have a scar on the side of his forehead, shaped like a golf club. I hit him with it, but there's nothing, not a mark. Honestly, I'm this close to going out tonight and digging up the petunias just to make sure he's still under there. I don't know what I'm sharing a bed with, but I know it is not my husband. So what the hell am I going to do?